Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Brandy Hansen out at the Cass County Landfill. Good morning to you, Brandy.
Good morning.
Well, you know, we've had a couple of nice days and people are getting really anxious, I think. And maybe somebody have already started cleaning out their garages and their sheds and so on and finding maybe some surprises. What should they do with them?
Depending on what they find. But yes, we have been seeing a lot, you know, a spike in business just because everybody kind of got the spring itch.
Yes.
Time to start cleaning out. So a lot of them are digging into their garages now, things that they just tucked away during the winter that they didn't want to deal with until the weather got nice again. So they're going to be seeing some of their paint and that they might have done some projects with, you know, maybe some leftover garden chemicals from last year that they just don't see a need for this year. And if they'll give us a call and set up an appointment ahead of time, then we can kind of go over a basic inventory with them, what they might have. And there are some things that should not be transported together. There are certain household cleaners and garden chemicals that are just not safe if they would happen to combine.
Oh.
So we'd like to, you know, kind of counsel them on okay, let's put those in separate boxes. And just in case there would, you know, God forbid, happen to be a fender bender on the way out here, if they would, you know, if those things would combine, then we don't have those toxic fumes.
Okay. So it doesn't necessarily mean you can't put them in the same vehicle. You just
right.
don't
we just like
want
to keep
them
contained. You know, if they would tip over and spill,
yeah.
then those fumes are not combining. Also, we like to ask, is anything leaking or is it crystallizing around the neck of the bottle? There are certain chemicals that over time become very unstable, and one of the telltale signs of that is if there's crystallizing around the neck of the bottle.
Now, you mentioned, you know, we started out talking about the garage and paint and so on, and I'm wondering about, like, windshield washer. There's no problem with that, is there?
That's just fine.
Okay, yeah. What about oil?
Oil, we do have a place to get rid of used oil. All we have to do is just keep track of it for the DNR. They like to know how much we bring in and how much that we send out. But there's no extra charge for that. And you do not need a special appointment for the used oil.
Okay, that's good to know. And so then I was going to, then you mentioned kitchen kinds of things that we might have under the sink in the kitchen, under the bathroom sink, or they might be in the garage. What are some of those kinds of things that we should be bringing to you rather than like dumping down the drain?
Well, pretty much anything that you wouldn't want a child, a grandchild, or a pet to get into. You know, you would just hate for them to get a hold of. Those are the types of things that we want to see disposed of properly and not just poured down the drain. So anything like your household bathroom cleaners, kitchen cleaners, there is a specific toilet bowl cleaner that we've seen a real influx of called Zap, and it is extremely toxic and corrosive. It actually chews away at any containers people put them in. You'll see it turn cardboard boxes black before they get out here to us. So those are things that I like to be able to counsel people on ahead of time on what kind of container they need to set it down into so that it does not, you know, get all over their vehicle or all over their hands.
Wow, that's pretty scary, Brandy.
Yes,
you know that
really
we
is.
Go into a store and buy something like
very
that?
So much of that stuff, a lot of the Wink rust remover is extremely toxic. Some of these chemicals are actually calcium-seeking. So if they get on your skin, you don't notice it right away, but what happens is they go directly through the layers of your skin to your bone, and they start to eat away at the calcium in your bone. That's how toxic they are. So that's why we like to be able to talk to people ahead of time before they just, you know, chuck them in the car and haul them out here.
And I'm thinking, just saying what you've said, that should motivate us to take a double look at what we have. And, you know, Brandy, there are those new e-cloths, cleaning cloths that don't require any kind of cleaning materials. And I know some people have started saying, well, I don't need all those extra kinds of cleaning materials.
Right.
And that's a good thing.
It's very much a good thing. We're seeing a lot of that. People are trying to go with something that's not near as toxic. Simple Green is a product that is fairly safe and is pretty effective. So if you look for the Simple Green line of products, then that type of thing also is okay when it gets rinsed down your drain.
Okay. And, yeah, because we need to remember when it goes down the drain, it goes into our sewer systems or whatever system, and then it goes into the ground.
It goes into the ground, and it ends up in your drinking water.
So we can, you know, Iowa is having a huge problem with water quality for a lot of different reasons, but we may not think about that. each of us individually does affect at least a small part of that water.
Yes, we're all good at pointing fingers and laying the blame on everyone else, you know, for polluting our environment, but we all have to take responsibility for that.
Now, let's say somebody brings out a container of, let's just say, rust remover. You know, they're bringing it to you.
Yes.
Do you immediately get rid of that some way? Or, you know, I know you have a store. Would that go into the store?
That would not, just because of the high toxicity level, the corrosive level of the rust remover. Some of those rust removers contain hydrofluoric acid, and that is something that I'm not even allowed to put up with other acids and send it off to be disposed of. I have to actually isolate that in a container all of its own. So things like that would get put into a container directly with something like a vermiculite that would be an absorbent in case there's any spill. But things like that that are, you know, maybe I wouldn't be real confident in letting just anybody get a hold of it. I will keep those separated out. What I'm going to put in that swap shop is things like paints and anything with a low toxic level that are fairly safe for anyone to use.
Okay. So we're visiting with Brandi Hansen out at the Cass County Landfill, and I'm thinking that there are people who do not know about your swap shop, and there's lots of things there.
Most of the time there is. But right now, I got to tell you, LaVon, it is wiped out.
Whoa. Well, I guess that's good.
Yes, right before, you know, the wintertime, people kind of came out and they did some fall cleaning, kind of wiped us out. We don't have a single can of latex paint on that shelf right now, which is very odd for us, but it is also a testament to the success of the program. So we'll start seeing that fill up as people start to clean out their garages and their basements. Anything that is of good, usable quality, I'll pop up that lid and give it a good stir and make sure that it's usable, and then that'll go back on our swap shelf.
Okay. You know, because sometimes we have just small projects. We can't buy a small enough can of paint to just take care of the project, so we have some left over.
Yeah.
And still usable. So our landfill, I think, does so many good things for us. Are there some, I want to switch a minute from the, I think we call that hazmat.
Yes.
Brent, and this is going back, I don't know how many years. Remember when we lined up and people, they had to have those special hazmat units come in and they were all dressed in their suits? And you remember that?
They used to have those a couple times a year. They would have these big toxic cleanup days. And I still have people call and ask, when's the next, cleanup day? Well, we are very fortunate because we have that program available year-round that people can bring those things out, and they don't have to wait, which is especially beneficial to those people that might be doing an estate clean-out or people getting ready to move. They can't wait until, 6 months down the road to bring this stuff out.
Okay. So, but they do need to call, make an appointment so you can visit with them.
As of right now, I'm the only one that's authorized to take that type of material. And like I said, I really like to have a chance to be able to talk to them before they transport it out here.
Okay, good idea. And how do we find your number, Brandi?
Our number is 243-1991. And it's a little bit confusing in the phone book. It's under sanitary landfill. So people usually look up just Cass County Landfill or landfill, and they have a hard time finding it. We also have a website, which is just CassCountyLandfill.com, so it's really easy to remember that. And we have a Facebook page, so you can look us up and like us on Facebook.
All right, lots of ways to find out about you. A couple of other things that I just wanted to go back to. You know, last time we visited, Brandi, one of the things that I learned was about the brown paper sacks.
Yes, brown paper sacks are something a little bit confusing for people as far as which category or which bin I need them to recycle them into. If you kind of think about what color they are, they match the color of cardboard. But if you would put them in with that, it's a much rougher, a much lower grade of paper. So it goes in with the cardboard to be recycled.
All right. Now, what about office type paper or computer paper and so on? Where does it go?
There is bins for office paper, and that's anything that doesn't have a slick content to it. We don't like the magazines or the slick ads in there. But anything with flat content, and you can leave the staples in there, that's just fine.
Okay.
They have a magnet that goes through and gets those all out. That is our highest grade of paper, and that's what we get reimbursed the most for.
All right, so don't throw that in the trash.
No, we like to have that recycled.
All right, and I find even like the promotion pieces from, I'm going to say, Red Cross, Salvation, I mean, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff. That white paper would be okay, right, if we took it out?
Yes.
And look at it, because you don't want those envelopes with the shiny windows, right?
That we actually, with the little, like the vellum or the plastic insert on the envelope, those are okay.
Oh, okay.
They can actually get those sorted out when they do recycle that material.
Okay.
It's just if the paper is covered with a heavy slip coating, that it's a different grade.
Okay. So that I think I could fill up a sack pretty fast with all that stuff that comes in the mailbox. And it does take a couple of minutes, but, you know, you could stack it up and take care of it and put it to a good use.
Definitely.
So go to the website, give you a call, whatever. Let's do our part in cleaning out our houses, our garages, and so on, but doing it in the right way.
Yes, please do. Just give us a call if you have any questions. We're always happy to help.
All right. Brandy Hansen, who's the director of the Cass County Landfill. And until next time, here's a thought. Dr. Seuss says, sometimes the questions are more complicated and the answers are simpler.